We've been robbed. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
Hello, Paul. You are so correct that we have been robbed. It's unbelievable what's going on. This just in.
It's insane. You sent me the news article prior to us taping, and it set me off like nothing else since we've been taping for the past almost 4 years. We're going on year four soon.
I feel it too. I hate the word triggered, but I'm sort of triggered, and I feel just so violated, really.
Right. It's usually a clerk having, you know, not getting you a price check on time or not showing you a pillow that triggers you or something along those lines. I can't believe that it's
this. So hoity-toity that it was that she wouldn't show me a pillow. It was so different than that. But anyway, it was her Jamie Spearsing me about me saying the word fuck, you know. It was her like having a, what's it called, conservatory over the use of my language.
Right.
That was not showing me the pillow.
Well, anyway. Not showing you the pillow was the icing on the cake, though.
Yes.
So anyway, you come to find out we've been covering furries in Townport. We've been covering furries outside of Townport. Yes. It's become basically our number one fan. They've become our fans, and we're their fans. It's a mutual admiration society going on.
We have a very exclusive relationship with the furry community because we're one of the few shows that has given them really any light or any play in the past 20 years. I mean, you have to really look far back to like old Phil Donahue's to see shows about furries. And you and I have given them a platform for 3 years, and they're appreciative. And like you said, we also appreciate them, right? And this show, Community News Podcast, has almost become synonymous with furries. A lot of people who listen to us, you know, bring up the furries and they love the furries. So someone sends me this article yesterday, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And they actually wrote, looks like you guys have something to talk about this week on Community News. And then I sent it to you, and I'll let you tell everybody what it was.
Right.
I'm just so angry.
It's unbelievable. So apparently Netflix is now producing a new show which has a furry theme where the contestants are costumed up in furry costumes so that they have to pick their partners based on personalities rather than looks. Now, if that is not a Paul and Sasha idea, I've never heard one before in my life.
Exactly. On so many levels, this feels wrong to me because first it feels like they stole our thing, our thunder. Like we should have pitched the show, although we would have pitched it in a much kinder way to the furries, because it feels like this show is also, that's the other thing that makes me mad about it. It feels like they're being mean to furries, and it's offensive to furries because they're putting these normal, regular dating couples in costumes and calling the show sexy beasts. So it's like they're making fun of the furries. Like they're saying, who would date this person dressed as this big furry animal? So on two levels, this feels awful. Like they stole our idea, or they took our idea and turned it into something, but this is something we should have sold to Netflix. And number two, they're being offensive to all of our friends in the furry community.
Right. Well, no offense. We could have sold it had you gotten that job on The View that you were up for 2 years ago, but unfortunately we never heard back from them at this point. So although that would have been a right, nice, easy segue to do all our nonsense on TV.
You're right. It's, you know, as you and I both know, it's who has the platform and the representation, because it looks like the people who sold the show are big. They have similar shows in England. So, yeah, I guess that means we can blame it all on ABC and the ABC talent department.
Well, I obviously it's somebody who is a avid listener to our show, and I would like and hope and think that at some point during the filming or during the credits, which run at about 7,000 miles an hour, we would at least see a tribute and or a shout out to Community News and us. I would think that the least that they could do for us.
Right. They should write. Maybe we have to bring you out of your retirement. You know, you do have a law degree. Maybe we need to threaten some kind of lawsuit that in the credits it needs to say, based on Community News podcast storylines, then at least we drive some listeners over here.
Right. That's unbelievable. So, you know, that has really set me off. I really have nothing else besides the fact that school is out. So now there are kids running wild through our neighborhood. Yesterday, they were having a field day for some reason outside of our house. And there were throngs of 50 little kids running around back and forth in bathing suits, squirting each other with water guns and water balloons.
In someone's backyard.
It was insane. Cool. I'm sorry?
In somebody's backyard?
No, this was, they were going from house to house, and they set up little things from house to house, and we were one of the houses across the street from where the shenanigans were going on.
I think that's cute. Why does that bother you? That's like, that's the joys of summer, seeing kids having happiness in basic, easy, simple ways.
I want to see no happiness and no joy. That's why it bothered me. It was ridiculous. The best part was the mothers walking along with their White Claws drinking as the kids were running in the street. It was perfection.
No, I've never drank a White Claw, but it sure has become the hashtag trendy drink of choice.
I thought it was a college girls drink until I was playing golf one day and some 55-year-old guy at 9 o'clock in the morning was drinking a White Claw.
What do they taste like? What's all the hubbub?
I have no idea. I think it's basically Zima. Remember Zima back in the 90s?
Sparkling.
Lemon, like, vodka drink.
Right. So, I mean.
I think it's a new take on Zima.
Cooler. Is it like a wine cooler?
Those yes, used to exactly.
In? So it's like a little bit of wine with seltzer?
Yeah, except for I think it's vodka and not wine. I don't know. It's some sort of concoction.
Why is everyone so into it? Because do you get drunk without, like...
I think it's a low-calorie type thing. So people can justify drinking all day because it's low calories.
Oh, I didn't even know it's a low-calorie thing.
I don't know.
That makes sense why it's so popular in town, with a town full of double zero and zero-size women. Of course, White Claw. Now thank you for explaining that to me. I was like, I don't understand the popularity of this thing.
There you go. So White Claws and Field Day going on. One last thing, I want to send good wishes to my walking buddy, Peter. Mm. I was walking with him the other day, and he allegedly was attacked by a dog on the street.
That's crazy. Just had him on the show.
I know. It was a repeat from yesterday. I hope it was, or from last week. I hope it wasn't because he was on repeat that this dog came and attacked him. I hope there was not a cause and effect
We do. We have some kind of cause and effect synergy on this show.
Right.
Like, remember what happened with Carol Channing?
I was just going to mention that.
And then she was, it's like we bring something up and then we sort of bring it into the universe of where the attention goes. Like what they say, where your attention flows, the attention goes, something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you say?
Well, in the cliches of like the world of like manifestation and people who believe like the secret and that you could, you know, they say like, oh, where the energy goes, the attention flows. So they try to say, for instance, don't focus on something negative, such as for example, don't focus on my stock is going to go down, because if you focus on it, then the attention of the universe goes there and the stock will go down. They believe that you cause everything that happens with your thoughts.
I'm just curious, during this last soliloquy, how many White Claws did you drink while you were talking? I just want to know.
But B, clearly from my weight, I'm not drinking any dietetic beverages. I need to get on that because I'm like really big right now. I'm the size of two Townport housewives.
Two put together. So then you can double fist the White Claws then as you're doing it.
Yeah, but I've never tried a White Claw. I don't know. Maybe I could try them. Even just the name is unattractive to me.
Right.
Like a twisted hand claw. Oh, you know, I had an interesting story, speaking of twisted hand, that you might appreciate. It happened yesterday, and I think it might be a good sign that I'm mellowing. I had a doctor's appointment, and they're requiring us to wear masks, even though I'm fully vaccinated. The guy's like, so am I. But I'm like, but the law says you don't have to wear them anymore inside. Well, whatever. So you had to wear them. So he sanitizes you, takes your temperature, and gives you a mask, just like we're in the pre-vaccinated days. Go in, appointment, whatever, had to get an injection. Leaving the appointment, there's all these people coming in. One person, single file, another person, single file. And then there was a couple standing in front of the door, an elderly woman, an elderly man, and he had a walker. And the people before him just shut the door in his face, the people that went in before him. So I opened the door because I had to leave, and I said, are you coming in? And they go, well, we're supposed to wait 6 feet, they told us. I said, oh, okay. I said, so you don't need me to hold the door open for you? He goes, no, we're gonna wait. I say, okay. So I leave. Then I hear him say, as I've passed him, maybe we should go in, he says to the woman that he's with, his wife, presumably. And again, I like go back and I go, you're going to go in? Do you want me to hold the door? Like, I could have just gone on, you know, I don't work there. But I felt bad. He was all elderly and with a walker and this little old lady. And so I go, do you want me to open the door for you? And he just nods his head. So I open the door. They go in. They do not say thank you to me. And I think to myself, wow, that's a little weird. But I also think, wow, maybe he's like really sick or in a lot of pain or who knows what. So I'm walking out and the guy who does your temperature check and gives you the mask and sanitizes your hands, he goes to me, thank you for doing that. He goes, they're incredibly rude. He said, I've never met such rude people as since I started working here. And I said, well, maybe he's sick. I mean, or maybe she's sick. I go, they're probably stressed, you know? And he's like, they should have said thank you. I'm like, they should have, but whatever. I'm still as elderly as I am. I'm still young enough that I can run back and open the door for a very elderly couple. And the guy was like, oh, they were the rudest. I guess they were rude to him on the way in. So anyway, I thought you would appreciate that story because usually a story like that would go with me being angry that they didn't say thank you or thinking they were rude. But instead I was like, they're 100 years old. He's got a walker. Like, I'm happy to open the door. So I thought maybe that's a sign of me mellowing, Paul. What do you think?
I think you immediately need to go get tested for COVID and or any other some disease because there's absolutely something going wrong with you at this point. There is no way in hell I'm talking to Sasha. The Sasha that I know and love for years and years and years would have pushed the old guy down or screamed at the old woman or smacked her across the face or done something like that. Or said, you fucking old bitch, I just held the door for you.
No, I was thinking about it later in the day, and I was thinking, I really guess it had to do with their age. Like, if they were my age or younger, and they didn't say thank you either time, you know, I would probably think, yeah, they're rude. But the fact that he was all hunched over with a walker, and she was elderly, she probably was a bitch in younger life. Like, maybe she was a bitch in younger life, but still, they're like 100. I just didn't feel the need. I was like, it doesn't matter if they thank me. I should be opening that door for them because he's got the walker. She's behind him. They just seem like they can't figure it all out. You know what I mean? But I was proud of myself as I walked away. I thought, I didn't think, oh, I need to tell this to my therapist of a level of calm and non-reaction. I thought, I need to tell this to Paul that I was actually able to, it's the emotional regulation we talked about, remember? And I was able to just like not get upset by that.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. That is so wonderful. I feel so zen-like now. I'm no longer pissed off about our furry show being taken. I'm going to go out and be one with nature on that note.
See, I'm still pissed about the furry show being taken. And like the news articles I keep reading about pizza places putting sushi on the pizza and putting cereal on the pizza. And I'm like, okay, that's our other idea. So I can't say I'm not pissed about that stuff, but I did feel that maybe you have to be 100, but I do realize that sometimes I can let things go.
I was just going to say namaste before you went on that rant right there. So I am going out, and that will conclude this calm edition of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. I will speak to you next week.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.